Now the news. I'm Tian Yu.
The Chinese mainland reported 124 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases on Wednesday. Of the new local cases, 76 cases were reported in Henan, 41 in Tianjin, and 6 in Shaanxi. China is dealing with local COVID-19 outbreaks in several regions. Tianjin has recently emerged as a new hotspot. Local authorities say they are capable of fending off the current outbreak. Wu Bing reports from Tianjin.
Tianjin tightened its entry and exit policies. Anyone who wishes to leave Tianjin must have a green health code, a negative nucleic acid report taken within 48 hours, as well as a certificate issued by local communities or the place of work to prove that it is necessary to leave Tianjin. Officials say that the purpose of doing this is to prevent the virus from spreading to more cities.
Shanghai-based Fosun Pharma provided over 13 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to Taiwan in 2021. A spokesperson for the Taiwan Affairs Office of the State Council says the vaccines were delivered to the island in 15 shipments. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is calling on China and Turkey to improve mutual trust and support each other. Wang has met with Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu in the city of Wuxi. Çavuşoğlu says Turkey is ready to advance cooperation on nuclear power with China. China and Syria have signed a Memorandum of Understanding on Syria joining the Belt and Road Initiative. Syrian officials say the admission revives the old role of Syria on the ancient Silk Road and will help in boosting the country's international cooperation. China's ambassador to Syria says it also enhances the coordination between the initiative and the East-West strategy proposed by Syria. China and Nicaragua have signed a Memorandum of Understanding for cooperation on the Belt and Road Initiative. The two countries resumed diplomatic relations last month after the Central American country severed ties with the Taiwan region and pledged to adhere to the One China principle. China has signed more than 200 documents on BRI cooperation with 146 countries and 32 international organizations. Chinese and British militaries have held the 8th Defense Strategy Consultation via video link. China's Ministry of National Defense has issued a statement saying the two sides had a candid and in-depth exchange of views on issues including international and regional security situations and the relationship between the two countries and two militaries. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg says NATO allies have significant differences with Russia over its demands for new security rules in Europe but are ready to meet Kremlin envoys again. He made the remarks following meetings between the two sides in Brussels. Stuart Smith has more details.
From Russia's perspective, this is no progress. Whether it's enough progress is the key question here. Russia considers that it's not negotiating from a position of strength. Dmitry Peskov, Russian President Vladimir Putin's press secretary, says that they are doing this because they feel intimidated by NATO.
Sales of automobiles in China have ended a three-year slide. The figure reached over 26 million last year, up 3.8% compared to 2020. The country sold over 3.5 million new energy vehicles last year, topping the world for the seventh consecutive year. The China Consumers Association says fast food chain KFC's set meal that offers limited edition surprise box gifts has caused irrational excessive purchases of food. The association says the sales tactic goes against public order and good custom and breaches the spirit of the law. The surprise box meal was launched by KFC and China's surprise box giant, Pop Mart. Consumers are required to purchase at least 6 meals to get a full set of toy gifts, but the odds of obtaining certain rare editions are 1 in 72. Chief Investment Officer Chen Jiahe of Northam Arki Technologies shares his views about this.
One way that they can do is that setting a rule about how rare the content can be, such as no less than 10%, so as to reduce the rarity of certain special content, so people will not be able to sell them at a high price in the second-hand market.
A survey shows China's commitment to engage 300 million people in winter sports has already become a reality. The National Bureau of Statistics says over 346 million Chinese people have participated in winter sports activities since Beijing's successful bid for the 2022 Winter Olympics. The survey shows 82 million participants are aged between 18 and 30. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.